Hello everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, or rather academic vocabulary challenge. My name is Eric from Eric's English Lounge, and once again, I am your VoiceTube host for today. So today's topic is why Singapore has one of the world's lowest crime rates. 就是为什么新加坡拥有全球最低的犯罪率之一。Okay, so I actually did some research, and the safest city in 2019 is Abu Dhabi. And Taipei is actually the fifth safest city. Singapore dropped in ranking to 21st. So I work in Los Angeles, and it is nowhere as safe as Taipei. People usually don't walk out on the street at night, at least in certain parts of town. Crime definitely has been reduced, but you still have to be very careful about your own safety. So why do you think Singapore is so safe? What words come to your mind when you hear the words public safety? 你想到公共安全的时候，你会想到什么样的英文词汇？ The police, strict laws, security cameras. Okay, so let's jump into our sentence of the day. Tens of thousands of cameras are actively monitoring areas around Singapore, and the cameras come in handy. So tens of thousands of cameras, 成千上万的监视器, are actively monitoring, 正在积极的监控, areas around Singapore, 在新加坡所有的地区, and the cameras come in handy. Now,监视器, what exactly is 监视器 in English? And you're going to get many different answers. So I personally say security cameras or surveillance cameras. And these two terms seem to be the most popular, at least through a Google search. But, you know, you might be in Australia and you see monitor. So it really depends on the region you're in.You even see CCTV cameras, or using CCTV to refer to the security system. Okay, well, let's go back to the sentence. Tens of thousands of cameras are actively monitoring areas around Singapore, and the cameras come in handy. This is an idiomatic phrase that you should learn. It means to be especially useful, often in a particular setting or situation.Okay, so let's focus on pronunciation, and I want to focus on word stress again. Now, listen to the following sentence. Tens of thousands of cameras are actively monitoring areas around Singapore, and the cameras come in handy. So, most people would think I stressed tens of thousands and actively. And why did I stress these two words?Because I want listeners to get the impression that there are so many cameras and they're watching your every single movement, so there's no escape. So I stress tens of thousands and actively to give listeners this impression. Now, the way that you stress a sentence can actually change its meaning. Let me give you an easier example. I love ice cream. Okay. I love ice cream. This can mean thatYou love ice cream, but maybe not other people. 所以它的这个重音是在 I. 但是你也可以这样子讲。I love ice cream. 所以说不定你可能不只喜欢冰淇淋，你热爱它，所以你会说 I love ice cream. 或者你可以说 I love ice cream. 可能代表你只爱冰淇淋而不爱其他的东西。所以其实你重音会影响你的句意。那我跟你说过，这个对听者跟甚至评分人员在语言考试是非常重要的。然后我已经跟你说过，我们不是为了考试而学习英文，但是假如你在学习的时候就学好这些概念，那不是你在考试的时候就可以呈现你有这些技能。Okay, so let's say the sentence one more time. Tens of thousands of cameras.Are actively monitoring areas around Singapore, and the cameras come in handy. 有成千上万的监视器散落在新加坡的整个地区，而且他们都能派上用场。 Okay, let's take a break. So like I mentioned in the last class, I've been a teacher for quite some time, and I specialize in teaching international students. For me and for these students, speech is not just about set phrases and pronunciation, even though these are essential elements to speech production. But speech is a lot about thinking and deciding what to say, to see the connection between ideas, to think about the situation, even before you start talking. Of course, you should always speak and not restrict yourself when you are a beginner. You don't have to worry about these issues. But sometimes in academic and professional settings, you do have to think about what you're going to say. And this is not only true in English, it's true in your native language as well. Or do you never think before you speak? Sometimes I don't, and that gets me into trouble. So I think if you're interested in learning more about using language to communicate, understand, and organize complex ideas and to connect different pieces of information together, then you can try to join our critical vocab class that I'm opening up with VoiceTube. It's not just a vocabulary class, in my opinion. It starts with vocabulary, but it moves far beyond that. I try to teach students academic knowledge, how to connect information, and even how to think critically and act. So if you're interested in the class, feel free to join us. 好，那我们现在回到单字学习。第一个字是 crime. Crime is a noun. 它是违法行为，犯罪活动。Illegal activities in general. And I would use the collocations fight crime or combat crime. 打击犯罪。As a countable noun, it means an illegal action which can be punished by law. So in this case, I would say commit a crime. The second word is monitor. In this case, monitor is a verb, 就是监控、监测。It means to watch and check a situation carefully for a period of time in order to discover something about it. So the government is monitoring his phone calls. Of course, monitor can also mean显示器、荧幕, which is a computer screen or a device with a screen on which words or pictures can be shown. And you would say computer monitor. Or you can even say a monitor is 监控器或者监测器, a machine that tests something, like a radiation monitor or a heart monitor. 所以这些都是它名词的用法。Okay, the third word is security camera.A security camera is a video camera that records people's activities in order to detect and prevent crime. It's a noun, 监视器. So you can say surveillance camera, or you can say security camera, and some people even say CCTV or closed circuit television camera. It just depends on the location you're in. So I mentioned this already, so I'm going to move right on to the next word.And the next word is arrest, 就是逮捕。It's a verb. It means if the police arrest someone, they take them away to ask them about a crime that they might have committed. So you could be arrested for drunk driving. And arrest as a noun is the act of arresting someone. So driving under the influence of DUI will allow the police officers to make an arrest.So make an arrest or under arrest, this is the noun use of arrest. Okay, and the last word is charge, 就是指控跟控告,警方的指控跟控告。It means to make a formal statement saying that someone is accused of a crime. So she's been charged with murder, 她被控告谋杀,但是希望不需要听到这个字了。Okay, so that's it for our class for today. In closing, remember word stress, and we'll go over more about word stress next week. So this is Eric, and I hope to see you next week. Bye-bye.